With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Stand by for more executive orders. President Biden may sign a couple more today, possibly including one that would overturn President Trump's ban on transgender people serving in the military. Mr. Biden may also sign an order that's aimed at boosting federal government purchases from American manufacturers. The Senate gearing up for an impeachment trial, with House Democrats expected to deliver a single charge against former President Trump to the Senate later today. The charge of incitement of insurrection stems from the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. However, a growing number of Republican senators say they oppose impeachment, and the Democrats' pursuit of an impeachment agenda is apparently generating more discord among Americans, some of it coming in the form of threats against lawmakers.
An official told the Associated Press the threats include chatter about killing legislators or attacking them outside the U.S. Capitol, and that armed protesters could return to try to repeat what happened earlier this month. This is prompting the U.S. Capitol Police and other federal law enforcement to insist thousands of National Guard troops remain in Washington as the Senate moves forward with plans for Trump's impeachment trial next month. I'm Julie Walker.
Senator Rand Paul isn't forgetting about allegations of election fraud. The Kentucky Republican says the investigations must continue.
I plan on spending the next 2 years going around state to state and fixing these problems, and I won't be cowed by liberals.
Senator Paul on ABC's This Week. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs headed to the Super Bowl. The Buccaneers with a 31-26 victory over Green Bay. The Chiefs down Buffalo 38-24. On Wall Street, Dow futures currently down 44 points, while the S&P futures are 8 points higher. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. We don't yet know what led to it, but a man who was shot in Jacksonville should be all right. It happened yesterday at Moncrief Road and 13th Street. Police are looking for tips. If you've got one, call Crime Stoppers. A dubious milestone in the fight against the coronavirus. There have now been over 25 million confirmed cases across America. Throughout Florida, it's 1.6 million and counting, and of those, over 78,000 have been from Duval County. Jacksonville's Regency Square Mall is now both a COVID testing and vaccination site. As for the Prime Osborne Center site, you can get a second dose of the vaccine there, but only if you already received your first dose there. A late-night crash proved fatal and could have been worse than that had not a policeman been there to see it. Just after midnight yesterday, a car hit a motorcycle at Union and Main in Jacksonville. The woman in the passenger seat was the one killed. The man on the bike was seriously hurt. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Political news and opinion about D.C. politics from D.C. politicians. America First with Sebastian Gorka every weekday from 3 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to get some light traffic on Phillips Highway headed north just before 295. Add an extra 2 or 3 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 79. This evening we'll see a few clouds. The low will be 62, and right now, 63 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Governor DeSantis clamps down on those traveling from out of state to get COVID-19 vaccines. He says only Florida residents will be able to get the shot. More GOP senators speak out in opposition to a presidential impeachment trial. And President Biden says there's nothing that can be done to stop the spread of the coronavirus over the next several months.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, coming up on 7:05, good Monday morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, if you plan to get out there a little bit later today, it's going to be warmer, Roger. I mean, man, it was last week was in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, pretty much in the
during the day, by the way.
Upper 70s all week except Saturday when it drops down to 50s again.
Yeah. So enjoy the nice warm weather, but it's always nice and warm in here. Don't want to sound creepy anyway, as they say. Now, anyway, it used to back in the days, it had to be smooth jazz. You ever heard of the stations?
Uh-huh.
It may be 43, but it's nice and warm. It's a warm 78, a smooth jazz. I'm like, really? Made you wonder what these guys were on when they were DJing at the time. Hey, anyway, 904-831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB. The president, Joe Biden, says that you're not going to be able to slow down the COVID spread over the next several months.
As this pandemic rages on, because there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months.
Nothing's going to change over the next several months. Can you imagine if former President Trump had said that during the election? But Biden says, while we may not be able to change things, we still want you to mask up.
I ask you to mask up for the next 100 days. This is not a political issue. And I will issue an executive order to require masks where I have the authority to do that.
Roger, I'd never heard the term until I heard it from Governor Ron DeSantis of vaccine tourism out there. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is now cutting down on what's being described as vaccine tourism by people flying in from other countries, coming into the state of Florida to get the vaccine shot, and flying back out. He has publicly said that shots should be reserved for part-time or full-time residents only of the Sunshine State. From here on out,
97% have been full-time Florida residents. We do have people who are part-time residents. And so if you have a home, you pay taxes, you live here over the winter, that's different. A lot of them have doctors here. There's no vaccine tourism. Hospitals are not permitted to engage in vaccine tourism. If there's a one or two off where someone didn't follow the rules, then that's something we deal with. But this is, we're putting our seniors first. And we're putting our Florida seniors first.
What sounds like a populist movement. He says no foreigners, Roger.
You know, I was thinking about this. You know, we could use some extra tourist money to help the economy, and they have to stay at least 3 weeks to get the second shot, so maybe they can spend some money when they're here.
Or just act like they're going to get the shot, but just spend the money. Oh, we can't get the shot anyway, but we got at least your tourism money.
Exactly. If you have to stay here for 3 to 4 weeks, you know, that's a boom to the economy.
As you know, economists predict that there could be a very, very good economic year this year. A lot of it will have to do with a lot of government spending coming out. As Lee reported last week, Goldman Sachs talked about a 6.6 GDP growth rate. But one of the main reasons why some economists believe that also will turn around is because of the confidence of the vaccine shot out there. People will get the confidence, get it, and start going out and opening up more in the economies. But former CDC director Tom Friedman says, let's be honest here. The death rates will drop, but cases of COVID, even with the vaccine shots, don't expect for those cases to drop right away.
But vaccination is not going to drive case rates down for many months. It may drive death rates down, especially if we can vaccinate more people in nursing homes and people over the age of 65. Those are the individuals who account for, in the case of nursing homes, about 40% of deaths, over 65, 80% of deaths. So if we can get that group vaccinated sooner, death rate should start coming down before the case rate starts coming down.
The issue of protest. You guys ready for this? Everybody's still talking about the Capitol Hill riots that took place almost 3 weeks ago, and understandably so. But what about the riots that took place in several Democratic cities on the West Coast? Remember what happened on Inauguration Day last week? Fox News' Trace Gallagher.
We have several protests underway in both Seattle and Portland. In Portland, about 100 far-left anti-police protesters dressed all in black marched through the northeast part of the city. Along the way, they smashed windows of a building that houses the Oregon Democratic Party and carried signs saying that we are not governable and a new world from the ashes. And in a different part of Portland, more left-wing protesters have gathered for a rally called Inaugurate Justice and Defend Black Lives.
Now remember, except for maybe Fox News and a few other outlets, talk radio brought this issue up. But did you hear this from any other media outlet? Of course not. Well, a reporter decided to ask White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki about this issue. Hey, do you guys have a view? Do you have any comments on the Portland and other protests that took place last week? Here's the question. See if you believe that there was an answer.
Does the president have any comment on the ongoing violence in Oregon and Washington State that we've seen in recent days?
So the question was, does the president have any comments on the ongoing violence that we've seen in Seattle and in Portland the last few days? Listen to how the White House responds.
Well, certainly we had our team on the ground, our national security team, even before 12:01, early in the morning on Inauguration Day, because we wanted to be able to monitor events happening across the country and any unrest that was resulting from the last couple of weeks. I haven't spoken with him specifically about those events, but it is something our national security team is closely monitoring, of course, but if we have an additional update, I'm happy to provide it to you.
So the answer is no, right, Raj?
Exactly.
Don't you miss it. I got to tell you something. I know Huckabee Sanders is running for governor of Arkansas. I miss Spicer. Kayleigh McEnany is cool as anything. I miss Spicer and I miss Huckabee because I like a little confrontation with the media.
Exactly. And, of course, they're entertaining it of their own. You know, maybe she'll, you know, her break out of her entertainment mode at some point, too.
Nah, they could have it. Anyway, so the White House has decided not to comment on that. Al Hunt and other liberal Democrats, excuse me, liberal columnists, I assume they're Democrats, but I know Al Hunt. Remember Al Hunt, formerly from CNN's Capital Gang? I was married to Judy Woodruff from PBS. He was one of the editors for Bloomberg News. He's got an article out on Real Clear Politics that says that it doesn't matter how many executive orders Joe Biden can do. He says the unfortunate legacy of President Trump is going to still have a devastating effect on America's culture. What's he talking about? Is President Trump and all the judicial nominees that were appointed.
The jewel in the Trump administration's crown of domestic achievements just may be the appointment of a record-breaking number of federal judges across the country, including 54 appellate judges and 3 Supreme Court justices who will determine American jurisprudence for decades to come.
Fox News' Jillian Tedder. So she does have a point, and so did the liberal Democrats and some of the liberal media, that because of Trump's appointments, it will have a positive impact. That's how I view it, but that's just me. 831-0600. Squeezing a couple quick calls. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'd originally called about COVID, but man, this topic has really got me going.
Well, go ahead. I'll let you talk about anything. Go ahead.
Well, the COVID thing, as it was originally identified in 2019, I've heard recently they're trying to refer to it as COVID-19 because that's when it first appeared in the country, which is not really the case. It was the 19th iteration of a coronavirus. The point I'm getting to about that is, what month is this? January. Isn't that winter?
Yep.
This new variant they're talking about, I'd be willing to bet you a cup of coffee that it's the flu. You don't hear anybody talking about the flu this season. They're all talking about coronavirus. They, matter of fact, on the news programs, the majority of them don't say COVID-19 anymore. They just refer to it as COVID.
Right.
When it was first identified, I guess it was 2019, that's how they referred to it, a coronavirus, which is a... I'm trying to think of the word. It escapes me right now.
To your point, one of our friends that we do some business with was telling, and Roger knows what I'm talking about. Jim, he had no COVID about a month ago, and was telling us, he works in a financial business. Mark, you know Mark from around. So Mark was telling us that he says, I got tested 4 times in the whole week. He says, and they told me I had the flu, but I didn't have COVID.
Interesting.
Perfect. And I believe that, too. And, you know, God rest his soul, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks after Hank Aaron got his COVID vaccine, he passed away.
Yeah. It takes a little while for that vaccine stuff to kick in. Everybody acts like it's...
Yeah, it kicked in on him, all right. He kicked the bucket.
Well, yeah, but he was also 86 years old and had a few other pre-existing, so... But anyway.
True. Well, pre-existing. He was an athlete his entire life, basically.
Yeah, but I know a lot of athletes that took up drinking and smoking afterwards. So listen, 86 years old. Most people, okay, I appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you. The majority of those that live, Roger, only live to be in their 70s, correct? According to what we hear from doctors.
Life expectancy depends on if
you're male. Yeah, it's not 86. You're on bar.
It depends on your gender and your ethnicity.
And I'm not saying, I'm not saying that Aaron picked up all. I'm just saying, folks, he's 86 years old. He got the COVID vaccine. So the COVID vaccine sometimes, why do you think he has to have to get a second dose, folks? Hello? But anyway, I understand what you're saying. But yeah, to your point, the whole COVID thing, I'm just telling you, people can catch the flu and not have COVID. You can have symptoms of something like that. So I get it. Anyway, 714-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic on San Jose headed north, right between Loretta Road and 295. It's from an earlier accident that has the two left lanes blocked. Add about 3 extra minutes, but to try and avoid it, take Old St. Augustine Road. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today with the high of 79. This evening we'll see a few clouds. The low will be 62 and right now 63 degrees.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Days before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It's not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. More GOP senators speak out in opposition to a presidential impeachment trial. President Biden says there's nothing that can be done to stop the spread of the coronavirus over the next several months. And new polling numbers show trust in the media has hit an all-time low.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
This country faces unprecedented crises in terms of the pandemic, in terms of the economy, in terms of climate change, in terms of racial justice, immigration, income and wealth inequality, you name it. And I would hope very much that my Republican colleagues feel the pain of so many working class people. We have talked about raising the minimum wage in this country to a living wage of $15 an hour for years now. And I intend to do everything I can to make that happen. I would love to have 10 Republicans supporting that legislation. If not, we're going to put it into a reconciliation.
Yeah, they're going to ram it through. That's Bernie Sanders, the socialist. That's not my words, his words, from Vermont. And so he is now the new chairman of the Senate Budget Committee. Good morning. Coming up on 20 minutes now after 7 a.m., 904-831-0600. Economist. And I will tell you years as an economics reporter. To me, a lot of history teachers in college, I had a good history teacher, former Senate president. He was good. But there are a lot of history teachers that revise certain things. I will tell you, you would think, based on track record history and how things work, if you go back to the economies, let's say go back to Calvin Coolidge, cover FDR, Reagan, Clinton, everybody else, you would think you would have more reasonable economists sit back and say that this didn't work, that didn't work. You can debate whether, and there is some things to debate, that government can get you out of a recession, but it's not what you really want. Yes, folks, it does happen.
A very good point, because, you know, we
but they're not all right, but a lot of them are not all conservatives, Roger.
We know it works, we know it doesn't work, but I think people and their agendas and what they want to do, you know, outweighs what's good for the economy, but what they know is
right.
Good for the economy.
But, Roger, if you put 20 economists in a room, going back, let's say, before Biden came in, maybe five out of the 20 would say the minimum wage doesn't have a negative economic impact. Now we're being told, no, these economists have gotten it all wrong. Here is William Spriggs, the economist, of course, for Howard University, and he's also the chief economist for the AFL-CIO. Listen to this.
The evidence from economists has evolved, and we've studied this in economics probably more than almost any other subject.
Alternate facts.
And it's clear that a lot of people have been miseducated, including most economists, on understanding the implications of raising the minimum wage. But the evidence is clear. There really is no employment impact.
No, that's just not accurate. The evidence is clear that it has a negative economic impact. And now he says, well, the economists have gotten it all wrong. And really?
If he's got a PhD in economics, and then, you know, I'm willing to listen to him, but I would love to see the evidence that he has to show for it. Because, you know, I agree with you. I can't see how that doesn't have an effect on inflation. I can't see how it ramps up the progression of automation, outsourcing jobs to other countries where you can get people hired for a whole lot less than you could
right.
in America. It does have an economic impact, unless he's got some information I don't know about.
Now, if you sat back and said, we're going to phase it in over 5 years, you might be able to soften your debate. Well, some people would sit back and go, okay, maybe. It's still going to have a negative impact on the cost, unless the because one way or the other, you got to make up that cost. There's two things you do with the minimum wage. You cut labor cost, which means you order less type of a food. You cut the labor cost, which can also include you cut back on employees' hours, or you pass it on to the consumers. Here's two schools of thought. Mike Saltzman from the Employment Policy Institute, he believes that restaurants won't pass it on to consumers. Instead, he believes that it unfortunately will be passed on to workers.
And I think what Restaurants Unlimited found out is that they can't pass along the full impact of that labor cost increase to their customers through higher prices.
Because a lot of customers, folks, will go somewhere else. I mean, if you don't believe me, go to a buffet that's, hey, it's $5. Oh, wait, now we jack it up to $6. People are going to start going, well, I'm telling you, they're going to look for something else. Oh, my haircut is $8. I know people that'll drive 5 miles away to save a buck for a haircut.
You know, that's true. That will happen, or save 2 cents on the gallon of gasoline.
Yeah.
You know, drive all the way to the other side of town. But here's the thing that needs to be considered with respect to that. You know, I think those who are pushing for the increase in the minimum wage, they're hoping that the corporate stockholders will be willing to take less profits. And to be frank with you, they hold all the power, and that's not going to happen.
No, not going to happen. Here's Fat Brands' Andy Weidenhort. He differs with the last clip he heard. He says it's bad, but he says that restaurants most likely will have to absorb the cost.
Well, it means rates are going up, prices are going to go up. That's the bottom line. The operators just don't have the margin to absorb a minimum wage increase to $15 without raising prices.
Okay, he says, and he still says it's a negative effect. So you got two schools of thought. I fall into one of those schools. The question is, we talk about the minimum wage a lot of the show because it's been a topic. The question is on the minimum wage. Let's say on Now, it can be restaurants, but for those of you listening, you can talk about other goods, and I'm all open for that at 831-0600. So whether it's restaurants, building material, service goods, coming in to fix home goods or whatever, here's my question to you. Whether you have, excuse me, because a big company like Home, like Lowe's and Home Depot can absorb a minimum wage, right?
Right.
But a smaller company can't. I mean, they can, but it's going to be rough. So it's not really fair. So here's the question I ask you at 831-0600. If a minimum wage is kicked in, how do you make up that cost? Do you sit back and I'm just asking, do you cut the benefits you give your employees to offset that cost? Do you sit back and say, guys, we're not going to be planning you of giving you that extra raise? Mm-hmm. Do you sit back? I'm giving you a whole bunch, guys, because I think there's a lot of answers out there. Do you sit back and say, we're going to cut your hours? Or is the main answer that maybe I'm not even focused on? Or do you sit back and say, we're going to pass the cost on to the consumers? What is your view on this? 831-0600. The economist gotten it all wrong. There is no negative impact. That's what we're told. That's what you just heard from the AFL-CIO. All right. 725 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane Avenue and McDuff. Add about 4 or 5 extra minutes, but definitely expect it to slow down even more. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 79. This evening we'll see a few clouds. The low will be 62 and right now 63 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, I'm Chef Matthew Madure.
And I'm Chef David Madure.
We're the founders of Madure Brothers Culinary Concepts and the creators of M Shack, your favorite local burger.
When we decided to make milkshakes part of our menu, we knew we wanted them to be special.
And boy, are they special.
They sure are. We spent months finding the right ice cream to deliver the perfect ice cream base.
But what goes into this shake is what makes them special. We don't cut any corners in the kitchen, and we're not going to start cutting any corners in the shake station.
So we make fresh desserts like pecan pie, cheesecake, banana Fosters, then we blend them into the shake.
My favorite may be the classic strawberry shake made with, get this, real strawberries.
Yeah, well, don't forget the sugar. And by the way, my favorite is still the marshmallow brulee shake.
Unfortunately, I think we're out of time, Dave.
I don't even get to tell them about the blowtorch.
Yeah, there's something about you and a blowtorch that kind of makes me nervous.
Bottom line, we don't put anything in our shakes we want to give to our own kids.
Except maybe the blowtorch.
True. So now you know what you're sipping when you have an M Shack shake.
M Shack Burgers. With 3 locations around Jacksonville, you're never too far from a shack. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
I'm going to look on the flip side because we always have to look at the other side. It could reduce welfare spending. It could reduce employee turnover. It could reduce just in terms of poverty in general because people will have more money to save. And then I'll leave this, John.
That is from the Fox Business Network, Christina Parvin-Lovis. She says, hey, listen, it may be a positive aspect of hiking up the minimum wage, be less you'd have to give out there when it comes to welfare benefits. I don't buy into that. Not at all. All right, more coming up next. The media. Republican pollster Frank Luntz says he blames a lot of it on all the networks, but he blames some of it on you, liberals and conservatives, because many of you don't trust the media. He says maybe some of it is the media's fault, but maybe some of it is your fault because you refuse to have a conversation with somebody on the left. Does he have a point? We'll talk about that coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Stand by for more executive orders. President Biden expected to sign a couple more today, possibly including one that would overturn President Trump's ban on transgender people in the military. Mr. Biden may also sign an order aimed at boosting federal purchasing from U.S. manufacturers. The Senate gearing up for an impeachment trial. House Democrats expected to deliver a single charge against former President Trump to the Senate later today. The charge of incitement of insurrection stems from the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Senator Rand Paul not forgetting about allegations of election fraud. The Kentucky Republican says the investigations must continue. Wall Street, Dow futures down 44 points. NASDAQ futures up 137. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Borgman. Police were told someone was lying on the side of the road hurt. They found out it was worse than that. Overnight yesterday, they rolled up to the scene on Collins Road in Jacksonville and found the body of a man who it looked like had been hit by a car. They're still investigating. There's no word on how he's doing now, but when he was pulled out of the burning building, things were not looking good. This was yesterday morning on Solomon Road in Jacksonville. Authorities are still looking into what may have sparked that blaze. An unfortunate milestone in the fight against the coronavirus. There have now been over 25 million confirmed cases across America. Throughout Florida, it's 1.6 million and counting, and of those, over 78,000 have been from Duval County. Jacksonville's Regency Square Mall is now both a COVID testing and vaccination site. As for the Prime Osborne Center site, you can now only get a second dose of the vaccine there. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon on WBOB.
What is his definition of unity is a question that I think he needs to answer. He doesn't answer questions at all from the press. Is unity, whereas we are going to understand that people have differences of opinions, but still come together on shared values? Or is it the Soviet style of unity, where it's more unity is the absence of opposition?
Listen for Charlie Kirk every weekday starting at noon on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane Avenue and McDuff. Add about 4 or 5 extra minutes, but definitely expect it to slow down even more. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 79. This evening we'll see a few clouds. The low will be 62 and right now 63 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Biden says nothing can be done to stop the spread of the coronavirus over the next several months. New polling numbers show trust in the media has hit an all-time low. And the Biden administration announces a plan to increase benefits for those on Social Security.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, 733, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. This has a little bit of a different take I want to bring up. We all know that many of you don't trust the media. Journalism is down there, probably ranked among, with all due respect, this is the repeat of some of my friends, you know, insurance people, you know, trial lawyers. I kind of like insurance people. Wow, I mean, but I do like trial lawyers as well. But having said that, their truthfulness is ranked very low. We know this has been going down the path of just sinking and sinking. Now it is at an all-time low, reported by Axios.com. According to Edelman's, this is a polling firm out there, their annual trust barometer shows that trust in social media alone has been an all-time low at 27%.
News media. A new Edelman poll examined just found that only 46% of Americans trust their traditional media, and that 56% agree that the media purposely tries to mislead the public. Media trust, trust in the traditional media, mainstream media, at an all-time low.
Again, that's just social media's at 27. As you just heard, that's Fox Business Network, Maria Bartiromo. Traditional media, 58% think that most news organizations are concerned with supporting an ideology or a political position, then informing the public. I kind of get that. I see that as well. 56% of Americans agree with the statement that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying they know that there are false or gross exaggerations. 57% of Democrats trust the media. 18% of Republicans only trust the media. Glenn Greenwald, very well-known journalist, says, and when you bring this up to all the news organizations, they act like there's nothing wrong with them in the way they report the news.
Are losing faith and trust. And this is not a new sudden development. This has been taking place for years. If you look at the bar graph of how many people trust the corporate media, the establishment media of the United States, it's been dropping precipitously over the course of many years. And when they do talk about it, they do one of three things. Either they complain about it and say that it's unjust that they've lost trust, as though they are divinely entitled to have it. Or number two, they blame others who criticize their reporting, their bad reporting, as though they're being unfairly vilified. And when that doesn't work, what they're doing now is a third response, which is trying to censor their critics. They know that they're losing faith and trust. The one thing they never do is ask what it is that they've done that is causing the public to lose faith and trust. And rather than do that, they're now at the point where they're advocating censorship to force the audience to listen to them.
Now, let me play one more clip. Right here. This is where this whole take comes around. I want to get to some calls at 831-0600 because I believe I have a couple fascinating questions I want to ask you and get your take on here in a second. Listen to GOP pollster Frank Luntz say this is the reason why. He blames conservatives and liberals, by the way. And by the way, he also blames the news networks. Now, talk radio could be thrown into this. Maybe not this show, of course, because we have immunity. But anyway, we like Facebook. Anyway, I kid. Here is what Frank Luntz says. He says most networks are preaching to the base, and he says voters, you on the right wing and you on the left wing, fail and are causing problems by not listening to other people and other individuals' views. Listen to this.
In reality, they're getting their news to affirm themselves rather than inform themselves, and that's a problem. It's the responsibility of the news media to tell the truth.
Did you hear that? To refer to themselves instead of informing themselves. More of the clip.
To provide the facts. And if you're going to give opinion, make it clear that that's exactly what it is. MSNBC, 95% of MSNBC voters voted for Joe Biden. 96% of CNN voters voted for Joe Biden. And 94% of Fox News viewers, 93% voted for Donald Trump. So these cable news programs are preaching to the choir.
Okay. Does he have a point? 831-0600. Let me ask you this. He has a point. MSNBC, CNN, yeah. But let's be honest, as we call it balls and strikes on this radio show, I remember many of you left. I'm leaving Fox News. I'm going to Newsmax. I'm going to OAN. I ask why. And what was the main reason why, Roger?
They didn't like what was being said. They wanted to hear basically.
No, what specifically?
They thought that they were too quick to call Arizona for for Joe Biden.
That was the number one issue we heard from a lot of my conservative friends. Well, Fox News and Fox News. Because why? Fox News didn't buy into the Linwood nonsense
in other words,
the Dominion voting machines?
So in other words, a news cable channel is...
Reported the truth.
Their job is not to tell the truth. It's to be basically a soapbox to promote an agenda.
That's right.
And if you're not doing a good job at that, I'm leaving.
That's right. I can name you names of business owners that were texting me in the middle of November. Ed, you're not preaching you're preaching heresy by questioning voting allegations. We question all the voting allegations. Why? Because we didn't go along with the right-wing conspiracy, by the way, which by Sidney Powell, the lawsuits have been dropped because you don't have any proof. That's why.
Here's the interesting and, you know, unfortunate thing about this. This all leads to the further polarization of Americans.
Right.
And to be frank with you, it's economic suicide not to fall
right
into it, because if a news organization wants to just give you straight news, guess what? No ratings and no revenue.
That's right. And by the way, so let me finish one more clue because I want to start. I'll get to the calls at 831-0600. Well, Ed, they called Arizona. So that's the reason why you left Fox News? Here's another clip, what Frank Luntz says. He's dead on right here.
And that's a tremendous challenge, because it means that you only go to your network that is supporting you. It's tribal news at its worst. I think the ultimate consequence of this is that we've lost our ability to reason with each other, to listen to each other, to learn from each other.
He's got a point. I listen to liberals. I sit back and go, oh, interesting. I never thought it that way. I listen to them. Why is it that many of my conservative friends do not want to listen to anything what liberals have to say? Even if you just want to sit back and got a little educated, not saying you're going to get educated to become smarter, but educated to understand, man, these guys are really off the mark. And by the way, the liberal left doesn't want to hear anything from conservatives as well. I don't have a problem of having both sides. And to some of you out there, let me ask you this at 831-0600. To some of you out there, sit back and say, well, all I want to hear is right-wingism. Does that mean you're not willing to broaden your horizons to understand what the opponents are doing? Because I got news for you, folks. The liberal left, as much as they make things up, they're listening to what conservatives are doing. I got news for you. 831-0600. All right, let's take some calls. Let's go to Rod in line two. Rod, good morning. What's up? Hey, Rod.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Sure thing.
Yeah, hey, I try to get involved with a lot of dialogue with people, but I'm very tired of being called names every time you give an opposing view to any opinion.
Right.
You get it called everything from a racist to misogynist to whatever.
Yeah, I'm with
you on
that.
That ends the conversation.
Yeah.
That ends the conversation.
Yeah.
So if you quit calling people names, you might have a dialogue.
Yeah, hey, that's a good point, Rod. Hey, Rod, are you able, have you found, I don't know what your view is, are you able to have with some people at least a decent discussion about issues, or is it always refer to name calling?
I can have some dialogue with people that have, that at least will listen to me as much as me listening to them. Other than that, I mean, I have a, my in-laws I have a real issue with. They just don't want to hear any kind of opposing view. So, but it seems the minute you say anything that's to the contrary of what the other person thinks, it's all of a sudden it's name calling, and you know, and it just shuts down. It just shuts down the conversation.
Yeah. Hey, Rod, I appreciate you calling in. When I go out with friends, I tell them, please, I don't want to talk politics. Mm-hmm. What? Sometimes I refuse to take a phone call from a friend. That's all they want to talk. I can't believe Biden signed another. Well, if you listen to the morning show, we'll tell you he signed another executive order. Can we talk about maybe faith? Can we? Hey, did you go out with some friends last night? Hey, you met a new girl. You met a new guy. What did you think? You met him at church. Did mm-hmm. you go out hunting this weekend? Are you planning to go out fishing, kayaking, some other issues?
Did you play golf?
Yes.
What was your score?
I don't want to. Yeah, I want to know about 30 seconds. I don't want to know the whole game.
Uh-huh.
I don't.
Sometimes that has to be where it starts. I think when it comes to dialogue with people with whom we disagree,
yes.
Because you know it's hard to carry a conversation with people you don't have a relationship with.
If
you're talking
yes.
about the fun things, you know, what was a good movie you saw on Netflix
right.
recently? That can.
That's a good point.
That can establish a relationship, which could be the foundation
yeah.
for the political discussions.
Yeah. Why is it lives have to revolve 24/7 around politics all the time? We
yeah.
talk issues, but sometimes they're not all political. Let's go to Craig. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Ed. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, your phone's a little broke, but I think I can hear you.
Hey, I was just going to say real quick that you're right. I mean, if you're listening to CNN, you're probably a liberal or somebody that believes those, or you're listening to Fox News, then they have the agenda you want to hear. Where I have a problem is I can listen to the local news, and I can see, you know, the local Tom Wills or whoever it is, and they'll come out with it. They have their talking points, and they'll just come out and say, Trump incited an attack on the White House. And I'm not saying what happened in the White House was right. It was wrong. But they use the terminology which you hear on CNN a lot. And I'm thinking, get this from somewhere. And so that's what makes me not even want to watch the local news sometimes, because there's a slant.
Well, hold on. Now, you do have a valid point. We called out News 4 Jax last week about the whole face mask. Oh, the trust index. The barometer is 100% that wearing face masks will save lives. They have no detection. They have no proof to tell people. I mean, there is no proof to give that to people, all right? We're just assuming that it will. Now, to your point, Craig, how about this? You have a valid point about some of the local news. I like watching the local news. Why don't we watch the local news for the news information? For example, if somebody got shot, I don't need to help people tell me and then go in a conversation. Well, they got shot because there was no dad or mom in the home. Okay, whatever. Just tell me about the story that happened. Can you not discern between that and their viewpoint or their analysis on that news coverage?
I can. I don't know others.
All right, yeah, your phone's really breaking up, brother. Yeah, well, here's the point. I think people can at least understand a news story and learn to sidestep some of the political reference to that.
There was a viral YouTube video that got real popular when it comes to national stories on local news. And I don't know this to be necessarily the case. Very often it could be possible that someone national is writing those stories because they actually lined them up and had the exact same story being read by a dozen different local news affiliates all over the country. I don't know whether or not, you know, that's something that originates with the local TV station.
Roger,
if it's a national story.
What's your point?
Well, you know, you can't blame and beat up on the local news anchor for telling the story if he was told this is what you have to read.
That's the producers out there putting in front of them. By the way, your news anchor sits down and has conversation with the producers about these stories.
Now, if it's a local story that happened in your town, that's different.
Yeah, but the bottom line is you and I talk about certain things on the air, and some things we talk about, we just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is that a news anchor... Let me tell you something. Kent Justice is a good friend of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Kent Justice does a 5 and 6. He goes in at 2 o'clock. He does hours of prep with other people to talk about the stories going on that day. I'm just telling you. So it's not like, oh, I just read it. I got it from the top down. They can also add things, and I get it. And they read a teleprompter, you know? But what I'm getting at, that's still no excuse. You still do things. If you want to sit back and you can always tell this is thrown in, I get it. I'm more about the story. Don't disqualify the story because they throw in a little bit of bias. For example, I'll give you this real quick. I put up a story by Breitbart News or Newsbusters. Mm-hmm. That's considered to be fringe. I think Breitbart's pretty good. I think Newsbusters is pretty credible. But I got people on my Facebook page that will totally disqualify the story.
Based on the source.
Based on the source. And my response is, hey, okay, fine, I'll give you that. Is my story wrong? Well, because there's a couple of times where CNN and very rare MSN, but I think they've gotten a couple of news stories right. I don't agree with the report. I don't have to agree with the reporter giving me the story. I don't automatically disqualify that. Well, they're wrong in the Russian media hoax. I get that. Were they wrong in other stories as well? No, they were not. Were they wrong in the arrest that happened after the Capitol Hill riots? No, they were not. Yes, they will go down and continue to cover it like it's the only thing going on in the news today. I get all that. But were they wrong? Not necessarily. Were they wrong about some of the things of the Russia hoax? Not overall. But for the most part, yeah, anonymous sources here. They've been wrong. But it doesn't mean if it's the one bad apple, does it? Not all the time. And nor should it be that way. There have been stories where, example, Fox News will have Democrats come on their network. I have no problem with that. I will listen to the other Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why you have a point and counterpoint. What should be done with the news, you have a topic, have a couple of people debate it. That's the way you get balanced. But why are some of my... I think Rod had the best answer. Because I get called a name. Or is it just many of my conservative friends don't want to hear a viewpoint because are you intolerant? I know the liberal left is heavily intolerant. Or is it just a complete waste? Can we not have a fun conversation without getting too deep in it, without trying to change people's views and minds? Instead, have a fun conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you happen to change their views, that's great. 831-0600. But I'm still trying to find a plausible answer for some of my conservative friends. Why you guys no longer watch Fox News? Nobody's told me a valid reason why. I'm going to Newsmax. I'm going to OAN. I'm going to the Gateway Pundit. It's amazing. The only conspiracy website that they can find anything from is the Gateway Pundit. So that's my question to you. I'd love to hear from you. 831-0600-904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On 95, headed south, right at Riverside Avenue. If you're looking to redecorate but want to save some money, we have a couple shelves blocking the center lane. Definitely be aware. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today with the high of 79. This evening we'll see a few clouds. The low will be 62 and right now 63 degrees.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Don't gamble with your painting needs. Ace Painting Contractors has a proven history of over 20 years as a leading painting company in Jacksonville. From residential homes to multi-million dollar commercial projects, no job is too large. Ace Painting gives you an upfront rock solid estimate. Ace Painting puts trusted experts in your home with the right paint and tools. Management can be reached anytime for questions or concerns. See completed projects at acepaint.us or call 714-3717. 714-3717.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Hey, this is Roger, and I just want to take a minute to brag about our home here at the Salem Center office building. It's a completely modern and recently redecorated office complex, conveniently located near many of the area's popular destinations. We're right off J. Turner Butler Boulevard, Phillips Highway, and Interstate 95. And we're looking for a few friends who would like to lease office space. Rates are reasonable, and in fact, they're much less than what you'd expect to pay for high-quality office space. So whether you're looking for a single office, multiple offices, or a whole suite, we can help you. Just call Angie, our leasing manager, at 861-0440. That's 861-0440. Don't wait. These great offices won't last long. 904-861-0440.
All right, let's take some calls. 904-831-0600. Woody, hey, man, what's going on this morning?
What's up, fellas? How are y'all
doing? Hey, man, how was your weekend? Great. Good?
It's always good.
All right.
I live in Jacksonville, so, well, I live in Middleburg, so it's always good down there.
Okay.
Interesting.
Hey, I'll tell you why I quit watching Fox News. I quit watching Fox News in 2015 because during the primary for the Republican, Trump was on there every single day. Not all the other candidates. It seemed like Fox was pushing Trump. Now, I'm happy Trump got elected.
Interesting. Interesting. Finish, yes.
I shut them off. Huh?
Interesting. No, I was going to say, I didn't mean to interrupt. Continue to make your point.
Well, it's just, I mean, it was Trump all the time, and none of the other candidates could get any airtime or anything.
Yeah.
That is a great point. That's what I'm saying. Please continue. I totally forgot about that.
And the cable channels are not, you know, under the same rules as the broadcast channels, so they don't have to give equal time to anybody, you know, during the political season.
I fully understand that, but I don't have to give equal time to them either. I shut them off in 2015.
I've shut off
the rest of the news, local news, national news. I've shut it all off because I started getting a negative attitude towards life watching the news, and I just can't do it anymore.
Uh-huh.
I'll hear something, and I'll go look it up for myself. But I need positive things in my life. I'll read the Bible. I'll talk to friends about the Bible, but I am not going to watch news anymore. I don't need to watch the local news to hear somebody got shot in Jacksonville because I know what happened.
Good point. Hey, so, Woody, I always tell people, I give people a reason to listen to morning talk radio.
And, you know, I like your show. I love your show. I love to listen to you.
some of the things you say I don't agree with, but you know what? I can have that conversation. No. I can have that conversation with friends of mine. But I just, like the guy said earlier, I'm sick and tired of being called a misogynist, a racist, a homophobe.
All right. I like, man, Woody, that's it. Woody, I appreciate the call, man. I don't watch Fox News because all they had was Trump on there. I'm glad he won, but it was 24/7. That is kind of true.
It's obvious bias, you know.
But you know one thing? When Trump was name-calling people, it was kind of interesting. You know, low-energy Jeb, Marco Rubio with the water.
Right.
Let's go to Dana. Dana, what's up this morning?
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm rolling.
Hey, keep that talk rolling. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, look, it's hard, really hard to talk politics. And when you go at it, you got to have an open mind. And I think I'm open-minded. And in a conversation, I don't turn to them and say, look, I got a bone to pick with you.
Right.
That is not a conversation. And that's generally I say, you know, well, and I try to talk both sides of the coin. You know, every coin has two sides, heads and tails.
Interesting.
But you know, sometimes you just have to be open-minded and say, well, I think this way because of so-and-so or such and such a thing. And it's very important in a democracy that we exchange our views.
Right.
We got to control our temper.
Dana, I got to run. I'm up against a break. I like your conversation. I'm willing to have a conversation with the liberal left just to see what they say.
Even if they call me a racist, I don't mind that because that's
what. Oh, that makes the conversation more interesting.
Yeah, because I can defend myself. So how?
Because, hey, by the way.
One of the tactics of, by the way, narcissism is they accuse you of what they are, and that kind of throws you off.
Interesting.
And I've got friends and people I know who will throw things at you like that on purpose. When they
Roger, I just said
true.
I was up against a break. All right. More coming up next. I mess with you. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with stop-and-go traffic on San Jose headed north, right between Loretta Road and 295. It's from an earlier accident that still has those two left lanes blocked. If you don't have about 8 minutes to spare, try taking Old St. Augustine Road. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today with the high of 79. This evening we'll see a few clouds. The low will be 62 and right now 63 degrees.
I'm Keith Peters in for Lou Dobbs. Manufacturing activity at 14-year high. Chipmaker Intel probing a hack of its corporate website and President Biden halts America's border wall. Those stories next.
You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. Most mesothelioma diagnoses are thought to be related to asbestos exposure. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there is money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion is available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 1-800-910-1950. That number again, 1-800-910-1950. 1-800-910-1950. Call today, 1-800-910-1950.
Manufacturing activity in our country surged to its highest level in almost 14 years earlier this month, but the coronavirus pandemic is still causing bottlenecks in supply chains, which are driving up prices and, if left unchecked, could help drive up inflation. Computer chip manufacturer Intel says it's currently investigating a hack of its computer system. Once it learned of the hack, Intel moved up its planned report on quarterly earnings because sensitive information may have been compromised. Intel shares closed last week down 8.5%. President Biden has halted any further work on America's border wall with Mexico. That could cost taxpayers billions in broken contracts. As of last week, the government had spent $6.1 billion on the wall. Please join us for Lou Dobbs tonight at 5, 7, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up 2 for 1 like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
All right, more coming up next, 831-0600. The Biden administration gets asked about the riots and protests that took place last week, the day of inauguration, and they don't have an answer. They have no comment, but they act like they were following through on this. So we got a lot more coming up next. Plus, the next big debate, going to be the next couple of months, could be impeachment, but also your tax dollars blowing out and bailing out other states. This is going to be a top issue. We'll explain more of this coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville. 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.